Okay, now it's on. Now we can learn. Daf Tzadal Aveis. We're sitting over here tonight together with the Or HaTorah. We have over here Shlomi Binowitz, and we have Shimon Meister, Shimon O, representative of the Yeshiva of O. You know that? He has an institution called the Yeshiva of O. Do you know that? Vaita. If you put the R next to the O, it stands for Ribono Shel Olam. So tonight we're learning with the Shechina, the Yeshiva of O, with the big R for Rabinowitz, R-O, Ribono Shel Olam. How do you like that? Could I have to come tonight, just for that? Vaita. Let's learn over here, Daf Tzadi, Dalid, Amid Beis, 94b. You take off your fingernails. Let's say you remove with your fingernails, or your teeth, your mustache. And I'm sorry, you're here. A very long hair. Your mustache. Your beard. A woman who braids her hair. A woman who applies eye makeup. For the eye, v'chein ha'pesekes, a woman who straightens out her hair, pesek means to straighten out the strands. A woman who does not want to have, the hair is curly, wants to be straight, they have straight hair. So what is halacha? All these things is a chiv Shabbos. Stay in the Mishnah, you know, all these halachas, what's halacha machlekes? Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev v'chachamim oishim. Rabbi Eliezer holds the chiv kamen chatas, b'shoig every single thing listed in the Mishnah, the two fingernails, zubazu, cutting your teeth, cutting your nails with your teeth, cutting your hair, cutting your mustache with your teeth, and likewise, likewise a woman who braids her hair, a woman who puts on eye makeup, a woman who's pekeses that straightens out curly hair or hair that's tangled. V'chachamim oishrim mishum shavus. It's not a nisa d'raisa. It's only nisa midrabanan. Vaita, Rabbi Reisman once told me, Rabbi Reisman once, I remember many years ago in the Shir, Mr. Shabbos. Machloikis, according to the Kam, Yechayim Kamechazos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yechayim Kamechazos, B'shoigig, and the Kam said that Yipater, that it's not a Kiv Kamechazos, B'shoigig, but it's also Midrabanan to everything listed in the Mishnah. We have a long list of items, according to the Kam, it's also Midrabanan, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yechayim Kamechazos.
But, oh, it's not
misasik. What misasik? You're doing it bedas, not misasik.
It's a habit.
No, that's not the case. No, it's not in echanami. If it's misasik, you'd be part, you're 100% correct. Over here, a person is doing it bedas. He's doing it with kavan. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's deliberately going and cutting his fingernails bezeh over his teeth. He's doing it bedas. He's chayving carbon chatas. Okay, it's done deliberately. Vayim b'gmorim over here says, Omer b'loza machlekes b'yod. Machlekes over here is when you go and you b'yod. This is pashut. The Mishnah here is going when you cut your fingernails only with your hands. But let's say you cut off your fingernails with a nail clipper, a special utensil, aval b'chli chayiv. If you cut your fingernails with a utensil, a nail clipper on Shabbos, everyone agrees, even the Chacham will agree, that a person's chayiv to be carbon chatos b'shoigiz chayiv skila, if he cuts off his nails on Shabbos with a nail clipper. Why? Why is it Chil Shabbos? It's the Mloch of Goizes, shearing wool. There's an Isa D'Raisa to shear wool on Shabbos, to go cut off your fingernails with a utensil, with a nail clipper, is the Chiv Mloch of D'Raisa. Pshit, of course, the Gemara is the Bzobazu Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, the only time you're going to be the Machlekes, according to the Chamei Mipot, is when you cut off one with another fingernail, which is Mashma, and you go and use a nail, could you have Chiv D'Raisa? Mahu de Seima, no Rabban Mechli Nami Patr, Rabban hold your potter even with a nail clipper. Why?
Battery over there?
I don't have a battery over here. It's over there. It's the other room. It's plugged into the wall. You take it out. Plug into the wall. What? So Mahu the same Rabban. Mahu the same. Or you may say the Rabban over here saying that Bechunami Patri. The lumnus of here is that maybe the malacha. It's not good. What's the malacha? The malacha is goizes. You're sharing wool off an animal. Just like you know, share wool off the back of an animal.
So
now,
back there, by the time they're
going to what's the chiddush? It says over here that if you go and you cut your nails with a nail clip, you chayv mol everyone, even the chum agree, you chayv chum. The chiddush is that you may think that you're not chayv chum chadis because even if you use a nail clipper, you should be potter. What is the malacha of cutting your nails with a utensil? What's the malacha? What are you doing wrong? Goizes. It's a talada of shearing wool off the back of an animal. But maybe the lach of goy is only when you shear wool wool, but nails, cartilage on a human being. Whoever said that's the malacha deraisa. The malacha deraisa is wool off the back of an animal, not cartilage. Mahu v'had mahu the same rabban nabuch nami padre v'had the tamizol bezula dichel the rabbi Eliezer. Maybe I'll tell you even with a utensil. And the reason why we said with your fingernails is to teach the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is so machmir, and he holds even zo bezo, cutting your fingernails one with another, even then you're going to be chayav
mechatas. Why don't you? But you still agree that you're leaving it ambiguous now in the case of a kli. So why don't you say it straight out, both parts? Because with one part you don't know.
The Gemara is saying that it's not ambiguous. The Gemara is saying that the fact that the Mishnah over here says zo bezo. It says here in the Mishnah hanoytel tzi parnav zo bezo o bishinav. And does not say utensil. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that it's obvious. Davar poshut ad me'oy, that if you use a utensil, everyone is of agreement that there is a chiyuv karban chatos. That's exactly what the Gemara is coming to say. That it is obvious. It's not. There's nothing lacking over here.
No. They're not saying that. That's not what the Gemara is saying.
Yes, it is.
Even though he's not using the kli,
look. Lunar again. Omar Belozer, Machloikis Biyot, Avol Bechli. It's not stated in the Mishnah. Chayim. Everyone who is using Mechayev. The Gemara is Pshit. Of course you're getting Mechayev. Of course you're getting Mechayev. Zub Zuketani. It says in the Mishnah. Zo Bezotanan. Only with your fingernails. But with the utensil, you're getting Mechayev. The Gemara says no. It's not so Pashut. We need Rabbi Eliezer to clarify this point. Mahu the same, Rabbi Nabuchlina me patre, even with utensil, because the gziza is only with by wool, not by anything else. The other time, even when it comes to your fingernails, one with the other, you're going to be chayav karban chatos.
But how can you, I understand what you're saying, but once the Mishnah is written this way, you let the Gan in ambiguity. You can't know that
the Mishnah is the side of
the. You should have said the opposite. Now, by doing that, you don't know what the Chachamim say.
Einoch Nami. It's not a perfect world. You're 100% right. Einoch Nami. There's no perfection. You're 100% right. It's not perfect.
And possibility of perfection. Say both cases.
No, the Mishnah is that's an old Yisoid. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he purposely went and used Makata and the Mishnayis in order that can be memorized by the Talmidim. If you're going to go burden, if the style of the Mishnah is going to be to say every single Hecha Timsa, and you can make it to a phone book, then no one's going to know one word of Torah. You're missing the whole point. You learned Shas already a few times, and you're missing the whole point. How can you know this? You learned Shas a few times already. You go on. The purpose of Rabbeinu HaKadosh was dealing with a generation where you're not allowed to write down Torah. Torah has to be memorized. If he's going to burden the Talmidim to memorize every single Hechet Timsa, he's going to make the Torah into a dictionary, into a phone book, then forget it. There's no chance. Rabbeinu HaKadosh had to be the katzer as much as he possibly could. And if a deal can be made in the Mishnah, that's the way it has to be. Okay? You got it?
Yeah, but there's such a thing as Kleish Nantero Ozef. Right?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is a standard mission. This is a standard classic.
But the Kleish Nantero Ozef. So why would it say the Chachamim Oysher Mishnah?
What Kleish Nantero Ozef? Man, what are you talking about? There's no Kleish Nantero Ozef over here in this case. What are you talking about? This is a psak halacha. It's a machloikis in the Mishnah. A machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chacham. Look at the Torah. What are you talking about? Vaita. Oh, my Rabbi Elazar, machloikis in the Naya, the new Yisrael, machloikis the Asna, and the Chaveri, the Rekol Pata. This halacha, that according to your blood, you go and you cut off your fingernails or your teeth, your hair or the mustache with your teeth or your hands, that's only when you do it to yourself. But if you do it to somebody else, you're going to be potter. Why? Why when you do it to somebody else and you're going to be putty? Because you cannot have the precision. A purse can only be precise using his bare hands when he does it to himself. The nature of cutting off hair, cutting off a mustache, cutting off your fingernails with precision is only true when you do it to somebody. To someone else, it's impossible. Machloikis li'asa v'lachaveru direkul potter. Pshit, of course. See, parnov tanan. Isn't that what it says in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Tziponov, your own fingernails. The Gemara says, Ma'am, the same Rabbi Elazar, Lachar, Rabbi Nabi Mechayev. The Etzem, even if you cut off your friend's fingernails, in Mechayev. Then even in this case, when you cut off your own fingernails, you're still going to be potter. That's why we want to make it clear as day that if you cut off someone else's fingernails, you're going to be potter, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that is machmir. When it comes to here, the right side of the people, and the person, I have to close the door here. Shimon Ol did not, he walked out, and he didn't close the door, and he left here, noise pollution. See, this place here became, you see, this shul here became a magnet for batlonim. All these guys here, these Yeshiva Brachim, come here now, they'll sit and learn. They don't learn one word, they just make all this noise, they scream, they make noise, they joke around, they bang the table, the chairs, and they're driving me mad. I can't come here anymore. They drove me out of here. I don't go here anymore, I'm out of here. I don't come here anymore, I can't take it in here anymore. They destroy this whole place here. These Yeshiva guys, they just chatter the whole day. And I have a homeless guy here. There's a homeless guy who comes here to shul. You hear this? A homeless guy comes here to shul, and the Rebbetzin over here wants him out. And no one wants to throw him out. Even the rabbi doesn't want to throw him out. So they don't know what to do with him. They can't figure out what to do with him. It's called Fruchthandler. He's gonna be the evictor. They have to have a technique. The technique is they're not gonna throw him out by your dime, they're gonna throw out his food. He puts food in the refrigerator over here that's probably filthy dirty from the gutter. He takes it. Yeah. So the plan is, every night they're going to throw in the garbage his food. And that way, he'll get so frustrated, he won't come back.
Back to Dershowitz.
What?
You might as well give it back to Dershowitz. That's where he gets it from.
Dershowitz? Well...
All day and all night, he's there in her house, being just kidding.
Yitzchak?
Yeah.
Dershowitz?
He's on my neighbor's porch all day.
How come she's so nice to him?
She's just a nice person.
What's the story with him?
What's the story with him? I don't know. I don't know what the story with him is. Well, all I can tell you is that he collects food, and one of the people that gives him food is Dersh.
I saw my own eyes. They threw out before Corona. He put his food in the garbage l'chatchila because he wanted it to be cold. So I told the rabbi the same way he takes the food, puts in your garbage. All the schmutz, and he's not. He comes, he puts in the refrigerator, he gets food from the garbage. So when he comes, he puts food here in the garbage, he's putting here who knows what kind of diseases he's bringing here into your shul.
Okay. So, what did he say?
He said nothing. He said he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to say. Today he came with a very heavy smell of smoke, like a chimney. Very, very strong, extremely strong smell. This guy, I don't know what to tell you. This guy, and he runs back and forth, like a sugar, he runs back and forth. The people over here are scared of him. He's scaring everyone over here. I don't know what kind of food he brings over here, where garbage comes from. This guy, Yitzchak.
So do you throw it out?
I'm not the balabas here. I have nothing. I got nothing to do with this. I'm just telling you over here is that this place over here turned into a Looney Tune house over here. Between the bachim over here that sit here and battle the whole day and just bang on the tables and move the chairs around and sit and the Yitzchak, this place here is a Looney Tune house. And that's why I can't come here anymore. Yeah. So I don't know. He's a Russian. Is he from? Is he Shomer Shabbos?
I don't think so.
So what's he hanging out over here for? Doesn't belong here. He does not belong here. I'm sorry to tell you. Especially Corona. Corona, you know, this is not the...
Let her house. He only stays on the porch.
Before Corona, she let him in the house? Yeah. They're so nice that he sleeps by her also?
Who's her?
He sleeps by them, no. He eats by them.
Who's her?
Friday night? Dershowitz.
Who's eating by them?
Wow, that's Sadekis. Unbelievable.
She's the person that she does it to. She does it to a lot of people throughout the years.
Unreal. Unreal.
Terrific heart.
Unreal. Unbelievable. Okay, very good. The rabbi also doesn't want to do anything. The rabbi said he is going crazy from him. She's scared of him like crazy. The other guys over here, they get all worked up. I talk to him all the time. I don't think he's a danger. He's crazy, that's for sure. he's nuts, but the danger? I don't think so. Vay to the Gemara. Vay, he doesn't know that I'm the Malshin. I called the rabbis and told him, whenever you see me, you call me. You call me on the telephone, you call me. You tell me what's going on. Leave me alone. Keep me out of this. What do you want from me? Vayit in the Gemara, the Amar Veloz, the Machlekes, the Atzmai, you can read it ready for the next Gemara. The Chain Sarai. Okay, we're up to new Gemara, Shem O's back, the Chain Sarai, the here. The Chain Hanukkah from Veloz, it's three lines, it's two lines down after it gets wide. Take off here. Tell the Rabbi Isa.
Can we taste new in Long Island, and the barbershops are opening tomorrow, and this is the day?
No more barber. I will never go the rest of my life to a barber. I'm done with that. I bought a device, beginning of Corona. I bought a device on Amazon for $40. I gave myself already four haircuts. I just go up and down my head, back and forth, back and forth. I don't have too much hair anyway to begin with. And it gives me a haircut whenever I want. I don't have to go wait online there and shoot with people there and wait to go my sugar. I'm done. I have a device that does it for me, even though in the back it's not so good in the back.
What happened? Straight in the back.
What?
It's not good, it'll take a minute.
The back, so I can buy on Amazon another device that does the back if I really want. There's another device you can do to make the back perfect. Everything is on Amazon. The Machaya. I don't have to anymore go to a barbershop.
They sell something you do the back yourself.
Your hair is too nice for that.
They sell something you do in the back yourself.
Yeah, the back, there's
really?
A zach. There's a zach for the back. There's a guy, there's a whole zach for the back also. I'll come to Shimon. Shimon will do it for me here in Shul.
I'll be back,
okay. So Shimon here, his hair is much too nice for this.
My hair's not that nice. I'll take 30 seconds. I'll take
80. Much too nice for this. Someone has, like me, has no hair on the head, so for me it's perfect. A guy that has nice hair, you don't do this. Vayter in the Gemara. Vayter in the Gemara. V'chein tzar. Miloi pliyazug means a miloi pliyazug chayim. If a person on Shabbos, he takes out scissors because of the fullness of a scissors chayim. What is the shir v'kama miloi pliyazug? Amar Yehuda b'shtayim. Two hairs. Frag the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Tamal b'raisa ulo karcha. A person pulls out. A person makes a karcha. There's an Isser deraisa to make a karcha.
It's
a single karcha. That's 2 years. Fine, whatever it is. But the Gemara of the year, it says, L'karcha shtayim. So the fact that it says in the same braisa, it says two. So it's mashed and it's not the same. If when it comes to a karcha, the shiur is 2 years. A person pulls out 2 years in grief over a dead person. He's chai for the Isser deraisa. It's a single karcha, bein and echem lames. And in the same breath, it says that when it comes to Shabbos, if you caught Maloi Piazug, it cannot possibly be that it's the same exact Shi'ur. Because if it was the same Shi'ur, it should say, Hadar on Shanoitel, Banoitel, on Shabbos, Anoitel on Shabbos, and Voice Karcho Ishtayim. It should say in the Brice in one breath that the Shi'ur is two. The fact that the Brice broke it up into two different parts, obviously implies that's Tzvei Zachim, two different things. The Chelosheim, Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned in the Brice, Anoitel Meloi Piazug, Shabbos is Chayiv. The Kama Meloi Piazug, Shtayim is two. And for the Gemara, Eimah say the Chaim Lekarcha. You have to add a word. We're missing word in the Braisa. In the Chanami, it's two cases, but it's the link with the Chaim. The Chaim Lekarcha Shlaim. For the Tanya Rav Yochi, Hanoita Moloi Piyazug B'Shabbos is Chaya V'Kama Moloi Piyazug Shlaim. Fine. Rabbi Eliezer, Eimah, he disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, Shimon Eliezer. He always appears on the daf. Yesterday he was Rabbi Shimon, and today here we have the other half of Rabbi Eliezer. Shimon Eliezer. His name is Eliezer Elozer.
Eliezer,
the Yud. Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Achas. One. Umoidim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. So even pulling a one here on Shabbat with a scissor, there's a Mechiv Melocha Deraisa of cutting with scissors. Umoidim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. Even though Rabbi Eliezer here says that the shear is going to be 2 years. But they agree that one here will be sufficient. When the person pulls out white from black, this may not be even in the weekday. Mishum shenemar. What? Not boyer. It's not boyer because one here is choshev. Even one white here makes the person look old. So therefore, even one has choshev. One white here that's among many black hairs. It's choshev because it stands out. So cutting off that one white ear is more nice. No butter. Where do you get butter? Where do you get butter? Butter's on my food. Butter is
the hair and from the good one.
No.
Which is the black
so here
hair.
In the Chanami. So here is a raya a raya, there's no din boirer, it's the murder gazaki pointed out. I'm always trying to remember everything. I have a fire person who always calls me up, but shilas on boirer. And like he's living in this world where everything he looks at is boirer. And I tell him, listen, I really don't know. I know that boirer is a very complicated malacha, and I remember hearing that Rybelski said that most of the Welt is totally off base. They don't understand the malacha of boirer. And all of these English books that you read, Simcha Bunim Kohn, and they write boirer, the whole world is boirer.
Okay, what did he say?
So he said, I don't remember what he said, but he basically said everyone is wrong. Everyone got it wrong. Almost nothing is boirer. Boirer is very, very limited to very specific cases. Basically, what I understand from Rybelski is boirer pretty much, even though the Mishnah Berurah says not exactly like this, it's pretty much limited to food, believe it or not. And number two, it's limited to an item that is absolutely worthless. If you have nuts, and you separate them, and you have a pile of shells with some nuts, and you take away the nuts from the shells. That's boirer, because the shells have absolutely no value whatsoever. 99% of the case that they're presenting you in the article books and their kind as boirer is where the item that you're taking away does have value. It does have a usage. You're playing Scrabble and you go, you want a certain letter and the other letters are not what you want. Just because you don't want them now doesn't mean those letters are no good. Boirer today is unfortunately exaggerated way, way above and beyond the Iker Hadin. Boirer in the Etzem is much more limited, is a much more limited halacha than it really should be. Let's go weiter. This is not boirer. Over here, the issue over here is a person has white hair and black hair, and he takes out a white hair. The white hair, see this guy who, I don't even know who this guy is, Norman. He comes and he runs away. I don't even know who he is, this guy. Who is this guy? What's he coming over here logged on? He obviously wanted to go to a different shear. By mistake, he logged on to this shear.
This was Zoom?
Yeah. He logged on because he comes to the other shear. So boyer, what is boyer? Here you have a white hair and black hair. Pulling out a white hair is choshev. There's an issur to cut out a white hair on Shabbos. Ordinarily you need two. But if one hair is choshev, why would one hair be choshev? Because all the other hairs are black and this is white, it makes it choshev. And you now do this even on Shabbos, even during the weekday, this begeder of Lesilbash Gever Simlas Isha. Even though this is the murder of the Gemara, when it comes to Lesilbash, it's not a din in a garment. Even though the Pasuk addresses the topic as a garment, Halacha Lesilbash applies to a conduct, a Hanhoga. If this is a Vaibisha Hanhoga, a man doing the Vaibisha Hanhoga is an Isser Deraisa Lesilbash Gever Simlas Isha. What do Noshim do? They talk. If a man opens up his mouth and talks, he's over on Yisro Dereisim with Silbash Gever Silas Isha. Okay? Anything vibish. A girly man is over B'chol Eis and B'chol Shah with Silbash Gever Silas Isha. Because the Gemara here says,
it's a girly man.
A girly man, exactly. He invented that term. This is, the Gemara says that it's a conduct. It's not a din garment, it's a conduct. The David says also Apachalasan Bishum Shnemar La Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. Now what about dying here today? Is a man allowed to die? So I hear in many places that a man is allowed, because today it's a derech. It's the derech in the Welt for men to dye their hair.
There are men who go to manicures also.
Yes, that's right. So today, since the derech is a man who a lot of these type of things are different, male it's mutter.
Yep, how far are you gonna go? The happy people.
Okay, in a chanam, you have to be very careful. Where do you draw the line? You're 100% correct. I don't know the answer. All these things are very complicated and there's no clear clarity exactly what halach is. Tan and Raisa. Rabbi Shimon Elazoimer, Rabbi Shimon, look at this over here, both of his names, Shimon Eliezer Obermeister, and both of his names appear here on the same line of the Gemara. Shimon Elazoimer, Tzipar Shapir Shruban, and a fingernail, now here is the halacha, if the majority of the fingernail are separated, on the Tzitzin Shapir Shruban, the Tzitzin is the Bris Mila, a Bris Mila, the Tzitzin Hama, they are a little piece of flesh.
No, it's not what it says. It's not that.
What does it say? Tzitzit means flesh? Spear flesh?
Cuticles!
What's that? That's on the fingers?
Cuticles are these things.
Cuticles on the fingers, the on part the finger. Of the finger.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was referring to the by Brisnil, there's the Tzitzit HaMa'akvin, the Tzitzit HaMa'akvin. I bet you if you look hard enough in the Mefarish, you'll see that I'm also right. Look at Ben Chananel. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. What does Ben Chananel say? Rabbeinu Chananel says, this way it's so, Gavaita, Vekoshio.
Yeah, but what are we talking about?
Okay, right? I bet you you'll find.
Why are we talking about over here?
Because that's a Shiloh, you're not going to do the tzitzit, whatever. Because on Shabbos also, you're not going to do the bris mila. All the bris mila is man. Right, Tanya, or Rabbi Shulman, or Rabbi Shulman, or Rabbi Shulman, all the tzitzit. What's that fancy word you said? What's that fancy word?
Cuticles? Connect the skin to your nails.
I-C-L-E-S.
I never heard that word before. I mean, I heard the word, but I never know what it means. Cuticles? I don't know this. It's a vibish and yonin. Vibish and yonin. I don't have one of those.
You have 10 of them.
I don't have an Isha. A guy I know who always says, I have to go, the Isha is waiting. The Isha is waiting. He calls his wife, the Isha. The Isha is waiting. The Tzitzin, you know who controls the shots there. The Tzitzin Sheperish Ruban. Biyad is Mutter. Okay, if you take it off, Biyad Mutter. If the majority already has been dislodged, and you pull off the minority, it's mutter lechatchila. Bechli, if you take off it with a utensil, chayiv chatas. Frag the Gemara. You cannot go mikotze elakotze. Frag the Gemara, you can meet the bechli chayiv chatas. Over yad mutter lechatchila, you go mikotze elakotze. Och, what did you put on the screen over here?
These are nails, these are cuticles.
Connect the skin to the nails, it's pretty simple.
The white stuff here in the bottom?
No, that's calcification. It's the skin that connects the skin to the neck.
This is moss. Take this away, please.
You don't have cuticles, but you don't have
Take this away. Remove this detestable thing from our presence.
There's very little cuticles.
I don't even want to look over there. What do you look at this stuff over here?
It's not testicles, it's cuticles.
Testicles? What are you talking these disgusting words over here?
Icicles, it's all the same.
Aye, the world already is over. It's now, we're now living AC. You say BC before the Common Era. Now instead of saying BC, it's before the Common Era. BC means
before
Corona.
It's ABLM, ABML.
Before Corona. What?
ABLM.
What does that mean?
After Black Lives Matter.
After Black Lives Matter, Corona. Purim was year zero. Before Purim was BC, before Corona.
Boy, they were having a demonstration. It says black hats matter.
Black hats.
This is stupid.
Black hats matter. I think we should defund the mayor. How come you shouldn't get a salary? We should take away his salary, give it to the Schwarzes.
Right.
Shaita.
He should lose the police escort.
Yes, right. They should defund. They should defund his detail, his police detail. He's not afraid of the Shartz, so he doesn't need protection. So why are they spending millions of dollars to protect him? Chutzpah, what a hypocrite, what a sicko. What a sicko. But the problem is the whole country is sickos. That's what they want. He'll win the election again. Can he run again?
No, he's over.
He's over? You got any two terms? He's done?
Three, I think. Blue works, which is the three. The other mom's...
Here's what it means. You're right. Perish and Ruban, most of them have been separated. Biad, Mutter. Bichli, Ein Hochi Nami. To cut off the majority with a utensil, it's Potter Abul Osser. Why? It's not Derech Goizetz. When you shear wool from the animal, it's completely attached. If the nail is mostly detached, and you're cutting with the utensil, that's not Nisa Deraisa. Loi perishu ruban. Let's say it's only a miut, then potter aval os. B'chli potter aval os. Loi perishu ruban. Let's say loi perishu ruban. It's only a minority. So biad, with your bare hands, potter aval os. It's biad, it's potter avolasser. Bechli, with the utensil, is chayiv chatas. So the way we answer the kasha, what are you biting your nails during this gemara? the worst thing you can do during this Gemara is to buy your nails. And here we have over here in buying his nails. Vayitim Gemara. Oh my, Rabbi Yehuda, why did you come to Shul here, Shlomi? Why did you come to Shul? What are you afraid? You afraid of Gemara?
Yeah, go sit in the closet with us.
What are you afraid of? Come, 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 we'll learn here.
We have a refrigerator for you.
We have two refrigerators.
I'm sitting here in the shorts and a t-shirt. Why do I have to come to Shul
for? I agree with you.
Outside of this room, these kids over here, they're screaming their head off, banging on the tables, making noise. Right, Gevalt. Oh my, Rabbi the Halacha, Kareb Shem, Allah, we pass in like, here you go, he's right over here. Halacha. We pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Both we pass. In other words, what is he passing? That you lechatchila allow that if the tzipporen, if the majority of the tzipporen has fallen off, you're allowed to take it off lechatchila with your yad. If you have a fingernail and the majority of the fingernail has come off, you're allowed to take it off biyad lechatchila. Not so fast. Not so fast. For who only? I don't know exactly what this means, but it basically means that first you have to be in pain. You just can't take off a finger that somebody majority. Number two, it has to be cut at an angle going towards your finger. Klape mila, towards the top, it seems like it has to be going towards cutting into
it
your finger.
It probably means it has to be hurting.
That's number one. That's mitzara, but it's not sufficient. It also has to be cut in a certain fashion, a certain way, to be permitted to do this. Next sugya, naya sugya. So a woman on Shabbos is not allowed to braid her hair. Goydeles, okay, goydeles, kocheles, and then it says kocheles means the paint put on eye makeup. What are they moving around the chairs? What are they doing over there?
What?
The
whole time they're doing it.
What are they doing over there? What is this, a rally over here? A looting session? What are they doing over there? Bachurim, these guys, you want to come here, we'll tie you down. A person, woman, does one of these three things, what does she chayev? A woman who braids her here on Shabbos is chayev. Weaving. Kechelas, a woman who puts on eye makeup, Mishum Koseva, she's writing. She's painting around her eye. Like a manga, an oisamach. Paikeses, Mishum Toiva, she's spinning. A woman has hair that's tangled, and she tries to untangle it, so she's spinning her hair to get untangled. It's Toiva of spinning. You make threads, you spin the threads. Really? Is that the way you do weaving? That's how you paint, you make a samach around your eye. He told me the emes of shat. A woman who puts on eye makeup, I never understood. To me, it's mos. You ever go on a date with a woman? They put on this paint on their face? It's mos. Why do they have to put on this stuff on their face?
When do they take it off?
It's disgusting. Lipstick? It's, ugh. Lipstick on a pig? What is this? It's so fake. And the stuff in the eyes, it makes me sick. And also, what's with this perfume? I mean, come on already. How much? I mean. What is going on over here?
Schleimer, we gotta get him hitched.
It's too late already.
It's never too late, my dear.
Do you use aftershave?
No. I use deodorant, though. Deodorant.
Why?
Deodorant, but not aftershave. Aftershave is only if you cut with the razor. I don't cut with the razor. Why, you use aftershave. You don't even shave altogether. There's no... There's no aftershave. What?
When I want to smell good, I'll use aftershave.
You want to smell good? Why do you want to smell good? Just don't smell all... The Iker is don't smell. That, take a shower and don't smell. Who's asking you to smell good? Just don't smell. If you stink, ich, molos, just don't smell. What's this perfume all about? It annoys me to no end. And what's this thick paint on the lips? And what's this paint all over the place?
It's gibberish. girl on a date wants all this pink stuff on her face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it ended.
Yeah, I mean, you just, okay, I understand a little bit, you know, a little bit is good, maybe, to hide all the, you know, whatever, but the thick layers, come on.
What is so funny?
He's not normal.
What's so funny? Is someone in the background listening to me? In the morning, I have a lot of times I say these crazy things, and all of a sudden I see a woman walking around in the background. I used to have a woman who used to listen to me, no more. Gone.
I wonder why.
I wonder why. Whew. Unbelievable. Elo, Omar, Rabbi, Avolim, Rabbi, Yosef, Rabbi, Chanik, Cheles, Mishum, Tsoivas. Sevas means, it means coloring, painting, paint by number. Okay? When you put stuff around your eyes, you basically, it's like you're a painter. Okay? You're painting. Next, Goydeles, Pesekes, Mishum, Boine, building. To building. Also, that I never understand. The Svarish women and the Yemenites. What's with this shmatas they put around their head? These big, massive monstrosities they put on their head. What's
they're
that
covering,
about?
They're covering their head.
Of course they're covering their head, but it's not just covering their head. They wear these mamish, they braid the things.
It covers the beehive.
Yeah,
what is that? What is it all about?
These massive
things they put around their head. These tickles they wear. They're doing construction on their head when they make their hair in this fashion. Is that derech ben yukach? In yeah, ki the dorash Rabbi Shim ben Menasya vayivenech alakimes atzela the ribayne shalolam. He built the rib. A woman is called a rib. She's called a rib. Okay, a bone. She's called a hard bone, and Hashem built her up. You know what it means? Hashem built her up. Hashem was her hairdresser. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he made for a beautiful hairdo. This is the makar why by a wedding you have to have a hair specialist. What are they called? A hair specialist. They come to the wedding. They come.
A hair stylist
has to be present by the wedding to be there on call to make sure that the hair is just perfect. Kedarish Hashem and Menasya. Even if it was a tzelim v'lamish a kila. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he was the first hairstylist in the Welt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava, Chava ve'evia Eitzel Adam, and she brought Chava Eitzel Adam to beautify Chava, so Chava should be appealing in the eyes of Adam. Shkein b'krachei hayam, currently b'krachei hayam in the islands of the sea, currently still called l'kalo'oyosa, ba'no'yosa. They called a hair braider, a hair stylist, they call a builder, binyan adei ad. That's why you say in the bracha. What's the bracha? You say binyan. Who do you give the bracha? Binyan adei ad. You're supposed to give that bracha to the hair stylist. You know that? Because it says here in the Gemara.
So who do you give?
You give Asher Yotza the plumber. Who else do you give Asher Yotza to? You invite the plumber. Who do you give Shakol Baro Lechvaydai? Who do you give? You give Shakol Baro Lechvaydai. You give it to the liver doctor. Because a kaved. Who do you give the bracha of?
Of
Sois Tosis? Who do you give the bracha of Sois Tosis with Sogel Huakara to the OBGYN? You give it to. You sign her up right there and then. With Sogel Huakara. Because now she's going to have children and it's good business for the OBGYN. You hear what goes on in this world? This is just the tip of the iceberg of what goes on in the world. Tanya, follow me around the whole day, boy. You'll hear from your mouth. Well, Tanya, Rav Shmuel Elazar, Oimer, Nachamal, here he is. The king will get away. Rav Shmuel Elazar, here he is. That's why I came tonight. Some people, they like to hear their name. You know that? They love when someone says, Rabbi Shimon, Eliezer, they love it. That's why he came tonight. Finally, he came out of hiding. Just to hear his name, Tanya.
That and to learn amongst refrigerators.
Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Oimer, Goydelus, who would learn between two refrigerators?
You know about IC then? There was one empty Sid little refrigerator and two full refrigerators. His name is Hardy Arsene.
Who would learn between two refrigerators? The two great mountains. It's like Nachal Arnon. Nachal Arnon, we walked in the straits. Min Hameitzar Korasika. We're going between the straits, between two mighty, mighty refrigerators. If a woman does to herself, you hear this? If a woman does this to herself, why? It's a murder gemara. Because when it comes to being a hairstylist, you cannot do it for yourself. You cannot give yourself a haircut. Someone else has to do it for you. Mainly when it comes to Shabbos, there's no precision. There's no precision in your partner.
That's a problem you have with your Amazon device.
What I'm doing is not exactly what it says over here. It says kicheles. Kicheles means to paint.
I mean, you said the haircut.
Okay, it doesn't say hair. It'll hear it to braid the hair. It says braiding. Braiding ain't a dime. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Gedelus, Kicheles, Bakasekas, La'atzma, Batur, L'chaver, T'chayev, Eschidam, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Oimer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Ichalai, Savir, this is not halacha, Nudin. A woman is not allowed to put Sirok, Alpanech, Neshit, Soivas, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to apply makeup on Shabbos. Someone told me about his wife. Someone told us to me. His wife, she sleeps, she puts on makeup Erev Shabbos, and she sleeps like this. She preserves her. That she should not turn her face, so she should not ruin the makeup. You once told me, I always remember this, you told this to me, Shlomo Rabinowitz, about Rebbetzin Jungreis. You told us that you once went to a Shabbaton, and Rebbetzin Jungreis, Esther Jungreis, she spoke, and you told me, I remember you telling me that her makeup was perfect. And you were wondering, how in the world was she able to have perfect makeup from the whole Shabbos Kodesh? Remember that? You told that to me? Is that in the book?
She was perfect. She was always
very well dressed. So how is that in the book also? They just had a big, thick, thick book on her life. Did you submit that as information to be put in the book?
I don't know.
Hineini.
That was
Shabbos
there in there.
Book is fiction.
What?
The book is fiction.
What do you mean it's fiction? You read the book? It's not true?
Full of makeup.
Full of makeup? What?
It's a pun.
Shimon.
It's a pun.
I don't understand.
Full of makeup. Genius.
Makeup. Full
made
of
stuff. Made up
fiction, stuff. It's fiction. Oh, it's makeup. That's a good joke. You can do better than that. Tana Banan. So now we go to Nayadin. A woman is not allowed to apply sorok al panech mele shet sevas makeup on her face because she's dying. Rabbi Reisman said to her, and should he totally said to me the next day, he said in the shir, if a woman walks into shul Shabbos morning with fresh lipstick on her lips, she's making a statement to the entire shul that she was just mechallel Shabbos. He said this in front of 1,000 people.
Now, what happens if she sleeps like that?
No, then it's mutter. So,
he said that
in shir from Mitzvah Shabbos of 1,000. He says to me that I was in the shir that time. He said to me the next day, the next morning, he comes and the men, it was like mamish a hold up in shul. That he was surrounded by gangsters. They wanted to lynch him because all the women listen to the shir, and all these women, they do it. They put on makeup, fresh makeup, Shabbos morning. And
Shabbos morning?
Yeah, that's what he said. A woman who comes into shul with fresh makeup, fresh lipstick, Shabbos morning, has made a statement. I want everyone here to know, Rabbi Isai, I was just Michal Shabbos. He said those words Mitzvah Shabbos. The next day, the men came to him furious that you ruined our Shalom Bayis because our wives heard what you said. And now the
Nachman. They don't want to go to shul?
They go to shul, and now they're angry at us. And what's going on over here? They have special Shabbos makeup. This was approved by Rabbi Blumenkrantz, and they all came the next morning with their wives' makeup to show Rabbi Reisman there's a hechsher they put on Shabbos, and so on. So Rabbi Reisman says to me, it's a big mistake that I said last night. Motov sheyihyu shoygin v'al yehu mezidin. That's what he said to me. And I saw he was very shaken up, because the next morning they gave him a very hard time. Okay, so this is a very big issue.
This is
a very big issue. You know, also a very big issue, women who, when they're Rachmanel Litzlan, when they're sitting Shiva, it's a very, very common question they ask every single rabbi. Rabbi, can I put on makeup? Or the husband really comes and asks the Shaila, Rabbi, can his wife wear makeup when she's sitting Shiva? And the answer is, Osir. And what does the Olam do? Mutter. Why? Bikuach Nefesh.
Okay. Really
many women, are very prominent women, and they feel that they have to put on a sum.
But that's how you know a minig is more important than a din.
Minig is batal halacha. They need to do it.
The halacha is you're not allowed to do it, but they have a minig to do it. So
they do it because they need it for their mental state of mind. So the rabbanim say if you really need to do it for your mental state of mind, then it's permitted. It's permitted. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I don't know anything about these halachas. I don't know. All I know is that the anchor bit on television also wear makeup. They also wear makeup. When you go on television, Shlomi, you have to wear makeup. Even the man.
It's for the lighting and for the cameras.
Like here we are on our screen over here. So therefore, whatever. Okay, it's time to pray the Arvit prayer service. Thank you for joining my show. Thank you for attending my show. I hope you got a smile and kick out of something.
Baruch Hashem, I got a little tear, a little smile.
Okay, you'll always remember the sugyas tonight. You'll always remember the things that I said. You'll never forget that I'm a racist. You'll never forget. Men's lives matter. There's Jewish lives matter. There are men's lives matter. And women's lives do not matter. No, I didn't say that. And okay, women's lives matter less. Who's the boss, Shlomi? Who's the boss? Who's about the boss? Most men will tell you, but women, they're in charge. It's true. I know most men that I know are hand-picked husbands. What can you do about it? Kachi darka shalom. Hashem.